The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is the fifth Sunday of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. The Gospel from the Mass for this fifth Sunday of Lent is taken from John chapter 12. It begins in this way. Some Greeks who had come to worship at the Passover feast came to Philip, who was from Bethsaida in Galilee, and asked him, "Sir, we would like to see Jesus." Philip went and told Andrew. Then Andrew and Philip went and told Jesus. There's quite a contrast between this request and the appearance of the church, which, you have to take my word for it, the images of Christ and the saints are veiled from view. We observe this ancient custom as a sign that we're approaching Holy Week, and that Christ's glory will be veiled by his suffering and death. Yet, we are like the Gentiles, the Greeks of the gospel. We want to see Jesus. What does it mean to see Jesus today? How is it even possible? Well, we can't look upon him with the eyes of our body. When the Greeks say that they want to see Jesus, they're really saying that they want to get to know him. And that is something we can do. We come to know Jesus through his inspired word, through the sacraments, through the catechism and the teaching of the church, through prayer, through the witness of other Christians. We can also come to know Jesus through suffering, when we bear our hardships generously in union with the mystery of the cross. But we not only want to see Jesus for ourselves, we also want to help others to find him, like Philip and Andrew, who brought these visitors to see the Lord. The upcoming days of Holy Week are an opportunity for us to invite family and friends to participate in the liturgical life of the church. Many people do not assist at Mass regularly, or they don't go to confession. Many others have been paralyzed by fear and anxiety, and by the overwhelming fog of irrationality in which we've been forced to live over the last year. But the commemorations of Holy Week, Palm Sunday, Holy Thursday, Good Friday, and Easter are great opportunities to issue an invitation to others and a beautiful and moving introduction to Jesus and his love for us. After all, the greatest and most intense way we can encounter Jesus on this earth is through the Holy Eucharist. And you know, there are three ways of experiencing the Eucharist: the Mass, and then receiving Holy Communion within the Mass, normally, and Eucharistic adoration. So in the Mass itself, whether or not we receive Holy Communion, the Mass is the way that God has given us to participate in the passion, death, and resurrection of Christ, which is made present under sacramental signs. Receiving Holy Communion, when we're prepared to do so, gives us a share in Jesus' divine life, as we receive his body, his blood, his soul, and divinity. And Eucharistic adoration strengthens our faith in the true presence of Christ and unites our prayers with his. You know, we can never be satisfied with merely watching the Mass on TV or online. That can be helpful, especially when we're sick, but it can't take the place of our actual participation in Mass or reception of Holy Communion. I mean, after all, watching a cooking program on TV can teach us a lot about cooking, but it can't satisfy our hunger. So, let us ask the Lord to increase our desire to see him and to know him more and more. God bless you.